Hello and welcome to Simara's audio experience. Right now it's raining and I am outside, but I decided to record this video audio podcast. This is episode number 96, and in this episode I want to talk about Elon Musk changing the Twitter logo to X. To be honest, in my own personal opinion, I mean, looking at the facts, I don't believe, and I may be wrong, but I have probably less than 10% of certainty that Elon Musk will successfully run Twitter out of its current financial dilemma. Because if you look at it, Twitter has to pay $1 billion a year to repay its debt. Elon Musk has to pay $1 billion to repay its debt. And Twitter does not earn $1 billion even in revenue. So I think there's going to be some form of restructuring through bankruptcy. And bankruptcy is not a bad thing. When we talk about bankruptcy, usually it's probably Elon Musk or the company goes bankrupt. So they protect the company's assets. They're taking it to through the bankruptcy process. And so lenders and equity stakeholders do not take advantage of the bankruptcy process. So they have to go through the bankruptcy process so that they can protect the business. And if they go through the bankruptcy process, the bonds, the debt is going to be sold, and it's going to be cheaper, very, very cheap. It's going to be sold at a discount. And that is how, and Elon Musk can buy off the debt again. I mean, they're going to lose the equity, but buy off the debt at a cheaper, much cheaper price. And I think that's good as well. I mean, he overpaid for Twitter, $44 billion. Twitter is worth less than half of that. So Elon Musk is trying to turn Twitter into a super app. So currently I'm in China, in Beijing, and we use WeChat. Okay, so WeChat is owned by Tencent. So WeChat is a payment app. It's sort of like an everything all-in-one app. It's like a social media app for the Chinese. We pay for things with WeChat here in China. Everything that we do it through WeChat. So that's the advantage about WeChat, is that you can pay for things here. And in China right now, especially in Beijing and all the major cities in China, it's a cashless society. People don't use cash as often as they use their phones to make payments. They transfer money to each other. It's very convenient. You can pay for goods in the shops. Very, very effective. But also to note again, like, I've been here since last year September and August, end of August last year, 2022. And they opened up around December, end of December. And I'm telling you, the economy is pretty bad right now. It's really, really bad. I thought that when they open up, it's going to go up again, you know, but you know, there's not a lot of investors in China anymore. It's really hard to find a job here in China. The economy is just really terrible. And you know, for me as well, I'm doing my master's now in economics at Beijing University of Technology. And, you know, just to find a part-time job, it's really hard for a foreigner. And so these are some of the struggles that we're facing now. But you know, storms never last, right? So you just gotta be optimistic. I'm starting a newsletter. So if you guys, can follow me on Instagram. I have Instagram on, also on Instagram, but not as active on Instagram, on LinkedIn. Simara Mo. You'll see me wearing a gray suit. I have two accounts. I forgot the password of the other account, but the other one, you will see me wearing a gray suit. You will see The headline under my profile picture is Equity Analyst, so you guys can follow me there as well, and also subscribe to my newsletter on LinkedIn as well. If you guys are interested, because I'm gonna be releasing every day an in-depth study on the economy, on different companies that I think is worth investing in, going long, going short. So basically I'll be putting out all my ideas out there. So if you're interested, you can subscribe to the newsletter. It's on LinkedIn. I'm trying to create one independently. So I have an email newsletter as well that I just created on MailChimp. I don't really know how to create a newsletter, but I want to create it because I'm doing my master's in economics. Focused on portfolio optimization, diversification of investment portfolios. I know a lot of people, like in business school, it's diversification, but a lot of people say now we have to go concentrated assets, put all your eggs in one basket, watch that basket carefully, which is great. These are alpha managers, but still I still like the idea of diversification. And so I'm subscribed to the Ray Dalio's philosophy of reducing risk through diversification. Now, I'm not a conservative investor. I mean, I am a conservative investor, meaning in terms of risk, but I'm aggressive in terms of return as well. So, yeah. Anyways, thank you all for listening to this episode. I think after my 100th episode, I will try to see if I can invite guests. So I'll be interviewing investors, famous investors, and yeah, that's my goal, and that's what I want to do. So thank you all again for listening, and I'll see you all in the next episode.